7-second delay is no more. We've done this a couple of times before. Four. Well-dressed fancy dandies with Ken and Andy. And now here's your host for Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Ken and Andy. Phoning it in live from Montreal, Canada, Andy Breckman, man.
Hey, Kenny.
Hi, Andy. You sound fantastic.
Thanks, buddy. That's our new theme. Can't really call it a song, can you?
Yeah, the Marcus Brody Trio.
It's our new theme thing. I don't think you can call it a song.
No, it's a song.
No, I've heard songs, like Hotel California. That's a song.
If you insist, I think this is a song.
And I'm sure you do.
It has a melody. It has a rhythm. The Marcus Brody Trio worked hard on this. And they're very proud that they won.
I don't doubt they're very proud. I never doubted that.
This is my favorite part coming up right here.
Yeah, this is the chorus. You've heard Hotel California, though, right?
I have. I like.
Okay, as long as you've heard it. Okay,
I love the part about mirrored ceilings.
Yeah.
And the pretty young boys.
Pink champagne on ice.
Yeah. And
so that's a song. So you've heard songs.
And the guitar solo, great guitar solo.
At the end, yeah, where they're trading off.
Yeah, twin leads with Joe Walsh and Glenn Frey. Just fantastic.
Yeah, that's a song. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure you have a point of reference.
You want me to add the Hotel California guitar solo to our theme song? Is that what you're saying?
Oh my God, I would cry. It would be tears of joy.
I could do that. No problem.
No, your little musician friends would hate me.
They already hate you.
I'm sure they do.
For you crapping all over their nice new theme song.
Their theme thing.
Theme song.
Yeah. Anyway, greetings from Montreal.
Yeah, how are things going up there in Montreal?
Hold on, I'll check. Can you hold for 1 second?
Yes.
Hey, how are things going? You're going fine.
Yeah, you're in a trailer. You shot.
I'm not at the moment. I'm. I found an office in a building. We're shooting a scene downstairs, and I snuck away.
Uh-huh. Well, you sound fantastic. No scratchy. You're not hearing static from my.
No, I was handicapped last week when we were picking the new theme song.
Right.
I'm sorry, I guess it was 2 weeks ago. Hey, we had some quizzes last week. How did that go?
That went great. We had, listeners Evan and Greg.
What if other listeners, or Evan and Greg, maybe do a repeat performance, what if other listeners had ideas for a theme, quiz show?
Well, that would be fantastic. All they would have to do, a couple of things would have to fall into place. They would have to
email
me at ken@wfmu.org.
So they'd have to have access, either their own computer or access to one.
Right. Or a phone, a smartphone. That might work as well.
Yes. So wait, say it again.
ken@wfmu.org. That's the easy part.
.org. Okay, yeah. Yes.
The hard part is that the other co-host of Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies would have to let me know when he's available. Because he hasn't done that.
I've been inexplicably busy. I agree. Yeah. I've been busy, but I'm here now. Just appreciate this, these moments now.
Yeah.
Ken.
No, I know.
Instead of whining and complaining.
Yeah.
You sound like a bitter wife, a bitter, unhappy wife. Huh. I'm here now, honey. I'm with you now. I work for a living, honey.
Yeah, I think I'm
bringing home the bacon, honey.
I'm starting to understand.
Yeah, maybe you could quit complaining.
Bitter, frustrated wives. I'm starting to understand what they deal with.
Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed, honey.
I'm going to have to get together with three or four of your ex-wives for a little coffee clatch.
Yeah, little sewing circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd all have a lot of stories to share.
You would. Please, please, if you love me, don't invite me to your little sewing circle.
Mary and Beth and
yeah,
me.
Mary, Beth, and you. are my three wives.
And the other one.
Well,
and then that other one that I really shouldn't mention.
Yeah.
All of us, all you five of us.
Five of us.
Yeah.
But you are my wives. You're my work wife.
Yeah.
And now you're in a different studio, so this is a different phone number.
Yes, we do have a different phone number tonight.
That's the downside of a different studio.
Well, I mean, depending on...
Because people have the old number on speed dial.
Right. Well, our new phone number here is the same as the Marathon number. It's 201-536.
Right.
9368.
And what does that spell? Does it spell a word on the keypad?
Yes, it spells 201 Ken WFMU.
It does?
Yes, 201 KEN WFMU.
Oh.
What are the chances of that?
Who'd you have to what AT&T executive did you have to sleep with to make that happen?
Tommy McConnell.
Yeah. I understand you had to sleep with him more than once. I understand it was a whole weekend in the Poconos.
Oh yeah, no, there was quite
a bit that happened.
Who here can say that Tommy McConnell is not a man?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about now. As long as one of us knows,
yeah. Well, anyway,
201-536-9368. Does that really spell out Ken WFMU?
It does. Yes, it really does. And tonight, what we're doing is.
So you think you're better than me?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
You got your own fancy phone number.
Yeah.
I kind of resent you for that.
You could get your own fancy phone number.
No, I can't. Number one, I have too many letters.
That's true.
I can't do Andy.
Yeah.
About what would be Ken and Andy? Wait, Ken and then Andy. Is that possible?
Andy. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter. No, that'll just confuse people. 201-536-9368. Now, why would they be calling us this week?
Because tonight is part one of an exciting two-part experiment, which is we want to do a audio scavenger hunt. We want to give out 8 different audio assignments, and then we would like listeners to go out and record these 8 assignments and then email them to me.
As an audio file,
shall we say by next Monday at 5 p.m.?
You say whatever you want, sweetheart.
Yes, by Monday at 5 p.m.
You're driving the bus.
And
But Kenny, there should be like a real incentive. There should be a real big prize.
Oh, have we got a real big prize?
Wait, do we really?
We do. It so happens that one of the co-hosts of Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies, I'm not going to say which one, has become extremely difficult to deal with.
Yes.
So the prize of the listener.
It's got to be me. Just from your description, I'm guessing.
I'm not going to say. I'm just going to leave. Yes. Listeners are going to have to guess which one of us it is. But whoever wins the audio scavenger hunt gets a week of our program.
They get an hour on the air.
They get an hour on the air. They can come down here in person or they can Zoom in remotely. Either way.
They can they designate? Can they designate a friend of theirs or someone else to do the show?
Oh, like
I'd say yes,
a champion. Yes.
I don't know. No, or an avatar. I don't know. Champion. Okay, champion.
You
sure.
know, trial by combat, you can choose a champion.
Yeah, or during the Civil War, if you had enough money, you could pay someone to fight for you.
Exactly. That's like having a champion. Yes.
Oh, I've never heard that. I've never heard that term.
Oh, it's a...
It's a stupid term.
It's a stupid fantasy term. Yeah, like Game of Thrones.
Oh, it is?
It's a
oh,
Game
it
of,
is? Oh, like... Okay, I see.
It's a Game of Thrones thing.
So they could assign, they could gift their hour to a friend, a musician friend of theirs, perhaps?
Right. Or... And they can use the hour to talk, to not talk, to play music.
Oh my God, it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone that will do a good job.
They can't use it to promote their own stuff, though. They can't just
right.
get on. They can't just get on and,
right.
you know, and play their band or something.
But how good can it be? Because you and I are experienced broadcasters with dozens and dozens of years of experience behind us. And we suck. We can't mount an entertaining hour.
Well, we weren't born with any talent.
How are these people? How are these? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, some people were born with charisma or the gift of gab. Or
have accumulated three or more interesting stories.
Right.
I haven't had an interesting story to tell in decades.
Well, but you have a few you could tell us again.
Do I really?
Yeah. Tell
God,
us.
You really are my wife.
Tell us that Madonna story again.
Oh, shut up. Why do you...
Come on.
Shut up, Ken. Why do you torture me? Why?
Tell us the Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman
story.
Oh,
shut up. Oh, please shut up. Why? Come on.
Oh no. Tell
I'll
us.
Torment
the...
you. Oh, no. Come on. I don't. Oh, what?
Tell us the Human League story. Was it Human League?
You've just listed the three stories I have. I've got to get more experience.
Tell us the Richard Pryor story.
Ooh, shut up.
That's a good
God,
one.
God, I hate you. How can these two things be true? You're one of my very best friends, and I hate you.
Oh, because you hate yourself.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I will shoot myself if I ever hear any of those stories again.
I love the Richard Pryor
If I ever story. Think of any of those stories again. Oh, God.
All right.
You're right. I have nothing new to offer the world. You're right.
Well, I'm sure after you come back from Canada,
nothing happening here.
But you're going to have a bunch of Matthew Gubler stories.
I don't have any. It's Canada, baby.
Come
Forget
on,
it, Jake.
No Matthew Gubler stories.
He's a sweetheart. He's a very talented guy. I enjoy his company.
Very handsome too, I believe.
You know what? I'm going to check that out tonight. I'll let you know next week.
Okay.
I've never really looked at him objectively.
Yeah, no,
like
you'll
that.
Have to look at his face. Don't forget.
Yeah. Yeah, look at his face.
Yeah.
All right. So wait, how will the scavenger hunt work? So give me an example of some of these eight items. Oh, wait. So I can sweeten the pot. So you're offering an hour of airtime.
Right.
Oh, that's a pretty good prize, actually.
Yeah.
Can it be a call-in show or something?
Sure, yeah, it could be a call-in show. We've only given out an hour of airtime once, and that was about 28 years ago. So this is the first hour that we've given away in quite some time.
Yeah, it worked so well 28 years ago, we're going to do it again.
Yeah, that was, I can't remember her name. She did a great job.
Okay, so now so people might take this seriously. Should I offer money in addition to that?
A lot, yeah.
No, not a lot.
No, a lot. You should offer a lot of money.
Well, I should offer it in Canadian currency. So
okay.
A little...
Yeah, no, Canadian currency is okay.
Okay, I'll offer
$300.
No,
Canadian, $300 Canadian.
Well, that's like two, what is that, 260,
no,
240?
It's like $5 American. It's like, I've seen those pictures of
the conversion rate. I think you better check your math.
I've seen the photos of those Canadians using wheelbarrows to bring their money to the grocery store.
I think you're mistaking. I think the pictures you saw were from Munich in 1929.
Oh, you might be right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'll throw in $100 Canadian.
Okay.
So to cover their, I'll pay for dinner the night they come to the studio.
Okay. Well, $100, not dinner. $100.
Well, $100 is dinner.
Yeah, but they might not want dinner. They might just want...
Well, whatever they want. Whatever makes them happy.
They might just want that Canadian currency, baby. That's what I would want. All right, so we need listeners' help to come up with 8 audio tasks.
Okay, give us some example. But it can't be something that you could just download from some sound effects record.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
It has to be personalized, very specific. For example, an elderly woman telling me how much she loves me. How much she loves Andy Bregman. Is right?
Right.
It has, right, that's something you couldn't get off the internet. There's no sound effect record, at least currently released and available, that has that on it.
No, it's true. You'd have to go to OnlyFans for that. An elderly woman professing her love for Andy Breckman.
Well, I'm just saying that's an example because that's personalized. Or a baby, let me see, or a kid burping WFMU with burps. Have you ever seen a kid do that?
Never. Oh, my God.
Burping. You mean burping words as they burp.
Kid burping WFMU. Okay, that's number 2.
Well, no. I'm just saying, I'm just offering a suggestion. I'm not locking these in.
Okay.
But now you suggest something.
A young hot woman professing her love for Ken Friedman.
Oh, God. Yes.
How about that?
A young hot woman professing her love. Okay.
Very, very hot.
Is that 2 different ones? Okay, let's do number 3 is a young hot woman. And then number 4 is a very, very hot young woman.
Yeah.
Okay, That's good.
Okay.
I wonder which one will be easier to get.
So we're looking to make a list, and then in half an hour, we're going to narrow it down to what the 8 audio tasks are. Number 3 is a hot woman, and number 4 is a very, very hot woman. Okay. And the phone number here is 201-536-9368. If you have
suggested... It's a different phone number.
It really is a different phone number this week. 201...
Because why are we in a different studio?
funny story...
Yeah.
One of the co-hosts of Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies, and I'm not going to say which one, was having technical problems.
Yeah.
And because he's so unavailable all the time, we couldn't find time in the main studio to resolve the issue. So we had to do the show from our backup studio because that's where we could get time.
And when does the funny story begin?
Oh, it happened already. It was so fast that you might have missed it.
Yeah.
It was right in the middle. Oh. I'll tell it again.
When you say funny story, that's not legally binding. You can say anything. It's a funny story.
I'll tell it again more slowly.
No. Don't tell it again.
No, more slowly.
I'll give you $5.
Okay.
I'll give you $5 to never
American.
Tell
$5 American.
Yeah, it's okay. I owe you $5.
Yeah, none of your chintzy Canadian dollars.
Well played, Friedman. Well played, my friend. All right, 201-536-9368. So we need very, very specific, personalized sound effects. Maybe going outside, maybe a car honking its horn to a certain melody. Is that something? Challenging audio.
Yeah, most car horns are a single note, but it could be a rhythm. It could be like doot, 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 doot.
But can't you get that like off the internet? Can it be another rhythm?
Could be another rhythm, yeah.
How about the Star Spangled Banner? Doot, 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 doot.
Okay.
I don't know.
Car horn, Star Spangled Banner.
I'm just riffing now.
Hey, we have a call on the new phone number.
Oh, please. I know you're lying.
Hi, you're on. You're on the air.
Who would call here?
Oh, I'm on the air.
You are. You are on the air.
Yeah. Why would you? Why are you surprised you're on the air? Why are you surprised you're not on hold for 30 minutes?
That's what I was expecting, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Dear God. Then you really are first time.
It's not exactly a sound effect, but the thought that popped into my head was get a small child to read a Wikipedia article about quantum physics and just make them struggle.
Yeah, I love that
idea. Good idea. Small child, Wikipedia.
Yes.
Just something with like really hard to pronounce words.
Quantum.
Yes.
Concepts they'd never understand, you know.
How else can we humiliate a small young child? That's a great idea.
Well, just speak from your own experience, Andy. Go ahead.
Caller, you find him funny? Is that right?
I do find him amusing.
You do? Really?
From your lips.
Well, I listen to the show, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You think Ken's funny, you're going to love me. wait till you get a hold of me.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I enjoy you from time to time.
Oh, no, caller, Andy is really funny. Go ahead, Andy. Give him a zinger. Go ahead.
I hate him. Why? Why? You think because I'm in, you think you're safe because I'm in Canada.
Well, caller, what's your name?
My name's Jonathan.
Jonathan, thank you. That's a great suggestion. That's exactly
okay.
The
kid,
exactly the kind of thing we're looking for.
But what do you tell the kid? Like, what if the kid says, "Why am I doing this, Daddy, or Uncle Jonathan?"
Oh, because I will give you half the $100 that I'll win if you do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you tell that to the elderly woman also. And you tell that to the hot woman also. And you also tell it to the very, very hot woman.
It's a perfect plan as long as they're all mathematically challenged.
Right. You just spread that $50 out as long as it'll go.
Yeah.
All right. So
in your fantasy, for $50, somewhere in the planet, there's a young, very, very hot woman that will tell you that she loves you.
Well, of course.
Of course there is.
Yeah. You just have to set up an OnlyFans subscription. Easy peasy.
Is that what OnlyFans costs, $50? Like if you're...
Oh,
suppose
no.
Suppose you're a customer on OnlyFans and you want some model to tell you that she loves you. Is that $50?
Well, you have to pay the monthly subscription, as if you don't know. You have to pay
Wait. But is it like, I really don't know. Is it like I know that Cameo website where different celebrities have different rates.
Right.
Based on their popularity. Like, what is your rate, Kent Friedman, on Cameo?
I'm not on Cameo anymore.
Oh, you're not? I know for a while you were paying people the honor of saying happy birthday. You would send them money as well as record your greeting.
Right. And I was losing so much money that I had to stop.
Did you really withdraw from Cameo?
Well, I tried to, but I don't think I really did because I still get requests. But I think. Yeah. I deleted the app, but that apparently wasn't enough.
Wait. And do you fulfill the requests?
No, I don't fulfill them anymore.
And what was the price you were charging?
$16.75.
Is that the lowest price on Cameo?
No, that's a high price.
$16.75 for Ken Freeman to say hello?
Yeah, $1,675? That's not bad.
Over $1,000?
I wish. It was $16.75.
Where did you land on 75 cents?
I can't remember.
Why the 75 cents? You mean you were too ashamed to ask for $17?
The market spoke to me, Andy. Yeah. I'm a strict Keynesian.
Yeah, the invisible hand.
Right. Adam Smith reached down from above and said $16.
And said, Adam Smith said, wait, 17? I don't think so.
All right, we have a call.
I don't believe a word of it. But wait. I think one of the things, if I may be so bold, one of the things on our scavenger hunt should be a Ken Friedman cameo greeting. I really want that to be added. Hold on. So you have to go back on Cameo, Ken.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting. People would have to gamble a $16.75 in order to be eligible.
Oh, no, can't do the Cameo greeting for me because then I might have to I might have to do like 15 Cameo greetings.
So what? Dinner for you and your mistress?
No, thank you.
Oh, come on, man.
I'll put it on the list, but no, because I can't just do it for the first person who asks because they might not complete all eight audio tasks.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right. Okay, how about a cameo greeting? Wait, before you take the call. How about a cameo greeting? Name another celebrity that's under $20.
Oh, a lot of them
are under $20. Are there? Just go on Cameo and pick one.
I don't have the app on my phone.
Okay, well, somebody with Cameo, just suggest a cheap celebrity.
Okay, cheap celebrity.
But it has to be somebody I've heard of.
Ah, okay. Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider? Yeah. Wait, he's from SNL years ago, yes. Uh-huh. Is he less than $20?
I don't know.
But it should be a celebrity that I've heard of.
Yeah.
How about they sing our theme song, our new theme song?
Oh,
a little clip of it.
Okay, theme song.
Or at least address us as the Dandy Boys? What the hell are we?
Well-dressed fancy dandies.
Yeah, okay, a shout out to the well-dressed fancy dandies from
George Santos.
Is George Santos? Wait, is he? No, he must be more than 20.
Yeah, he was $300 last time I hired him, so...
I don't understand. I don't understand the range of. I can't understand.
You're not going to have heard of any celebrity less than $20.
Ask you this: is this how OnlyFans work? Like different levels? I'm sorry, different. They're all girls, right? On OnlyFans?
No,
they're not all women.
Yeah, there's some she-males on there.
Oh my God! Well, the she-males, please tell me that they're less than 20.
Well, no, you have to pay.
Do you pay extra for a shemale?
Oh yeah, that's a premium. You have to pay a monthly fee. You have to pay a monthly fee, and then if you want them to do something personalized, that's an extra fee.
And then is there like a menu? Like they'll do X for $50 and Y for $70?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do they present the menu in advance, or do you say how much is X?
I don't know.
And is a shemale really more money than an average female?
A really hot shemale is, yeah.
Okay, and last question. I'll be dead soon, right? This will be over soon, this life.
Well, the show will be over in 32 minutes, but...
My life.
I don't know, man. Statistically, you've got at least another 10 or 15 years, I think. You're 68 now?
I'm 71.
You're 71? Yeah.
You're 68, aren't you?
No, I'm less than that.
You're a kid.
I don't know. You have a calculator? Somebody's been waiting.
So I have to share this. I have to share this planet with all these people?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I don't get my own planet?
No. And in fact, for the next couple of months, you have to share your space with all those Canadians. Oh, I forget. You hire Americans to come to Canada.
Yes. Yeah,
you're not surrounded by Canadians. I forgot. Yes. You're not giving any jobs to Canadians. I forgot.
I'm surrounded by a human/American shield of people.
Hey,
phalanx.
We have lost a lot of calls. So we should start.
All right. Just hit. Okay. No more bantering. Just hit redial. We want to hear from you. Just hit redial. We want to fill out our dance card, right?
Hi, you're on the air.
I love the show.
Hi, who's this?
Jefferson in Cambridge.
Hi, Jefferson in Cambridge.
You've never heard our show before in your life, and I know how. You know how I know?
Why?
That damn greeting gave you away.
I, I'm getting another call, but I'm going to just put that on hold until I get to answer.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
The luxury of getting two calls at once. What's that like? Okay, so we are filling out, we're creating a dance card, a wish list for next week.
Go ahead, Jefferson. What's your idea for an audio task for our scavenger hunt?
A live announcement on public transportation that is attempting to be funny.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Well, and if,
but wait,
and if
how,
it's too
how
hard,
do you get it?
Too hard. You could, you know, in the same way that you're going to have to subjectively kind of assess how hot these girls on the other end of the phone.
But
are.
How do you? Let's say by public transportation, do you mean the New York subway or an airport or like what do you mean?
Airport, subway, bus.
I don't think that's possible. They're not going to allow you to make a
no. A bus would be the easiest. You go to a funny bus driver.
Okay.
And he will make
he or she,
I think, a woman bus driver,
a female.
Excuse me, I get off here. Excuse me, this is my stop. A female bus driver,
a female bus driver.
Oh, a female bus driver.
Yeah, she'll be funny.
The she-male bus driver. That's like a pitch for the worst sitcom idea you ever heard. She's a she-male bus driver in Manhattan.
Okay, just Jefferson, moved, that's a great idea.
No. I think instead of let's say
I'm going to say goodbye to Jefferson, and so you can riff. Go ahead and riff.
Okay. No, I'm not going to riff, but I'm going to amend Jefferson's idea. I'm going to tweak it.
Okay.
How about a PA announcement that mentions WFMU? But it doesn't have to be public transportation. It can be anywhere in public, like the local supermarket, or or some announcement you make that you have made at Walmart.
Yeah, I think
any public PA system
that's a great idea. I've changed it to what you said, but I still think a bus is the easiest. Where else can you walk right up to the person who has control over the microphone and the PA?
They're not going to let you make any random announcement.
No, let them make the announcement. Let them be funny.
But how do you, like, what would you say to the bus driver? How would you make that happen?
You would say, "You are so hot, be funny now."
Oh, so you want to check off two boxes with one request?
No. You call them
if
hot.
If it's a hot woman,
you call them hot to compliment them.
But they're not going to then say what announcement would you like me to make? That's not. They wouldn't do that.
I think if they think they're funny, they would. You know, sometimes you get a funny bus driver.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Ken, we're moving on.
Okay.
I think a public address, any announcement that mentions you, me, or WFMU over a public address in public, I think we would accept, right? As one of our items. Okay, so it's an audible scavenger hunt. You have what are you giving them? Like less than a week? Like 5 or 6 days?
Yeah, about 5 days. I want to receive the audio tasks by Monday at 5 p.m. East Coast time. And
the winner will get an hour of airtime, an hour of drive time, prime time airtime.
Right. Plus $100 Canadian. $100 Canadian dollars.
And who is their lead in for their time slot?
It would be Irwin.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, still, they should still consider doing it.
Yeah, no, I absolutely. Irwin's a great lead in.
Wait, hold on.
We have another call.
Wait, Ken, you're texting me secretly. Hold on.
No.
Oh, yeah, yes. Oh, yes. Irwin is a great lead-in.
Yeah.
Hold on. And we're proud to follow him on the air.
On the air.
I got it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're welcome.
I'm such a terrible texter. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Andy.
Zachary.
Zachary. Yeah, hey.
Hey, Zachary, you called our new number, 201-536-9368. That's how you got on the air.
Zachary, is everything okay?
Yeah.
What's wrong? You sound sick or something.
Oh, no, I'm fine. The kids are sick.
Okay. Jeez, you scared me.
I'm home.
Oh, thank God it's only your children that are sick.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I know. You know it. You don't want to fall victim to the
I've been
children.
There, no. Yeah. We thought, Ken thought for a second that you might have been under the weather.
No, there's just a lot going on in life. I mean, beside that.
There's a lot going on in Zachary's life. A lot going on in your life. We're thrilled to hear that.
Yeah. I think not just myself, but you too, Andy. I know you're a very busy man. Everyone, you know, it's a lot.
I'm inexplicably busy up here in Canada. Now, do you have a something that we could ask our listeners to record?
Yeah, I think since the human element seems to be the key, what about, you know, getting a little... They got to ask about...
Sorry, you're breaking up, Zachary. Can you repeat what you just said?
Oh, good. You hear me now?
Yeah.
The go a little Clay Pigeon, do some on-the-street interview about the show or, you know, just pick the
Oh, yes. Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, that's a great idea. Interview three people and ask them about their opinions about WFMU.
But that's three on the street. That's three different recordings.
No. Let's count that as one. Because once you're on the street with a machine, with a microphone, you're rolling, you know.
Yeah. I'm with Andy. You put them all together.
Yeah, that counts as one. But three passersby or a group of three people, their opinions about WFMU.
Okay.
I think that's great.
Okay.
Zachary,
we have a bad phone connection, so I'm going to bail out. But thanks for calling in. Best of luck to your children in their wishing them a swift recovery.
Our prayers are with them.
A swift recovery, but I still hope they get to miss at least a week's worth of school.
There you go.
Okay.
Rooting on both sides. Cheers, gentlemen.
Thanks, Zachary.
Yep. Or if they take after their Uncle Andy, they could miss a lifetime of school.
Well, you finished high school, didn't you?
No, I didn't quite. Well, I had to go to summer school to get my diploma.
Oh, wow. You didn't even make it through high school.
Well, they mailed me my diploma, actually. Can you imagine how proud my parents were?
So June.
The day I got my diploma in the mail.
June of the year you were supposed to graduate rolled around, and you couldn't attend graduation with all your buddies.
I didn't have enough credit, no.
Wow.
No, I didn't have enough
credit. That's really something.
I didn't even attend. I didn't attend.
You didn't even attend your high school graduation.
Because I knew if I didn't attend the graduation and I got my diploma mailed to me, someday it would be a funny, funny story to tell on the air.
As funny as the Richard Pryor story?
Shut up. Okay, we're at 201-536-9368. You're making me regret I ever told you anything about myself.
Oh, you have.
I wish I had something new to share.
You have other good stories about.
I don't though. Oh, shut up.
Other celebrities. Oh, there was.
You're making me realize how little I've done with.
There's a great James Taylor story. Remember?
I don't think there is.
Yes.
No, I don't know.
You slept over his house, don't you remember? You woke up.
Oh, I did. Wait, did I tell you that? Wait, that was, I slept over his brother's house.
Right, but when you woke up, James Taylor.
Oh, my God. Oh, James... shut up. You're right. That's my fifth and last story.
You've got others. You've got so many others.
God, I hate my life. My stories are horrible.
They're great stories.
No, I woke up and James Taylor was there. That's a horrible story. No.
But what happened next will blow your mind.
I had an English muffin. Nothing happened.
No. You're being awfully modest.
No, I don't remember what happened.
James Taylor was the one who was a little modest.
I know what you're thinking about. I had an experiment, and then he gave me a hand job.
Well, that too. Yeah,
that too. Yeah. No, that was. You're right. That was an interesting moment.
No, you talked him out.
No, you're
of his...
right. Yeah.
You tried.
Oh, sweet, baby James.
You tried to talk him out of his clothing.
I did have breakfast with James Taylor, but I actually then years later. Spend an hour on the phone with him.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to shut myself up.
Yeah.
No, shut up.
No.
But I did actually, in real life, genuinely spend an hour on the phone with him trying to convince him to play a guest, to do a guest spot be a guest star on an episode of Monk.
Right. But he said no.
He did say no, yeah. We got Willie Nelson.
Yeah, Willie Nelson. Yeah. Tell us the Willie Nelson story.
I will not. I will not.
That's
if I could figure. If I could figure a way to turn off this microphone right now,
that's a good one.
Oh, shut up. Everybody,
wait, all anybody thinks about Willie Nelson is that he's really into weed, but there's so much more.
Yep, the hand job. 201-536-9368.
You're confusing James Taylor with Willie Nelson again.
Do you know the joke? Do you know the great joke that ends with this punchline? I'm not Willie Nelson.
No.
I'll tell it to you after the show's over.
Why?
Because I can't tell it on the air.
Oh, okay. The phone number here is 201-536-9368. If you're just tuning in, we envy you. But what we're doing here is we're trying to come up with 8 solid ideas for an audio task because we're having a listener audio scavenger hunt. In about 10 minutes, we're going to announce the 8 ideas, the 8 recordings that you have to go out and get. I need to get them by Monday at 5 p.m. And whoever gets all 8 to me by that time first wins our air slot for 1 week. You can do it live from the studio or you can do it remotely.
Wait. You're taking... So wait, I'm so sorry. The first person to complete this is the winner or the person who completes it best?
I was saying the first person who arguably completes it successfully.
So there could be a winner by tomorrow midday, in theory.
In theory, yeah.
Well, you know, right now we have 8 good ones. We do need a celebrity on Cameo. We need a name.
There's no celebrities on Cameo for less than $20.
But then, you are on Cameo for less than $20.
Not anymore.
Wait, who's on Cameo? Just give me a name.
I don't have the app, and I remember from when I did have it that anybody who's that
but cheap, somebody listening will have Cameo.
Oh, and be why complicate things? We only have 19 minutes left.
I think it's great. No, somebody will call and say, "Here's a celebrity, a cheap celebrity on Cameo." 201-536-9368.
Right. What Andy said.
Or how about, or a cheap hooker on OnlyFans. Like, who's the cheapest hooker on OnlyFans? Oh, my God, that would be a great show. We should interview the cheapest woman on OnlyFans.
Well, we would have to join OnlyFans to do that.
Is there a fee?
Yes. I'm up for that. I'm up for doing that.
Oh, my God, I'd love to talk to someone that really is lowballing, no pun intended.
OnlyFans.
You know, there
might be a minimum. There could very well be a minimum of, you know, like
that. You mean that the site itself sets?
Yeah, like $10 a month or something like that. I don't know.
God, I'd love to talk to a woman that charges $10 and just hear her menu. I would love that.
I don't know that they have menus. I just don't know.
But how do you know? How do you know what to do with them?
I think they let you know that if you want, you know, a personal phone call, except you know what they do also is that they'll charge you for like a personal phone call.
Just a phone call? Like just an audio phone call?
Yeah, but then they use AI. Then they don't really show up for the phone call.
Could I pay a beautiful woman, although I'm happily married to a beautiful woman.
Very happily married.
Very happily married.
Beth, pay attention right now.
No.
Beth, turn it up.
No, I'm sorry. No. I'm just saying, theoretically, could I pay a woman, let's say I wasn't married and was lonely. Let's say hypothetically.
Yeah.
I'm not that far from that hypothetical. Okay. Could I pay a woman to just find, here's $50, find me funny. Find me funny and make me believe you think I'm charming and funny.
Yes. However, they might set you up with somebody pretending to be them who is not really them.
But isn't it like a video as well? Aren't I seeing them as well?
Yeah, but they can use AI to do anything now.
Like even AI to do the visual?
Yeah.
I'll take it. It's okay with me.
Oh, my God.
I'll happily take it.
Oh, my God.
If they really will find me funny, if they will really
that
laugh.
That really is your drug. Women laughing.
I mean, I love Beth for a lot of reasons, but number one is
her laugh.
I love her laugh. Yeah, she's the sweetest laugh.
No, I've noticed. Wait. I've noticed that Beth and all other three of your exes have amazing laughs.
They do.
I did notice that.
That is something I find funny. Yeah. I find it very attractive. Women that think I'm attractive.
Who find you funny.
I find that very attractive in a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, we have eight things if we have a celebrity on camera.
Well, we have nine things, so we're going to need to...
No, I'm counting eight.
Well, we actually, the hot woman and the very, very hot woman on OnlyFans, we can't do that really, right?
You're going to conflate? No, not on OnlyFans. Why on OnlyFans? Oh, you never said that.
Okay.
It would just be in the world.
All right. Well, I'm going to take off very, very hot. Okay.
Okay. So now we're down to seven. We need some more ideas.
No, we have eight.
Okay.
Now we have
eight. I'm counting now seven.
Yeah. I count eight.
Okay. We'll have to compare our notes before the end.
The phone 201 number. Go ahead.
Well, you go ahead.
No, you know it better than
me.
No, you go.
No, please, you go.
No, please, you go ahead.
No, Ken, after you.
Okay.
Okay.
The phone number is.
The phone number. Go ahead. You go first.
201.
Okay. I'll go. I'm sorry. You go.
536.
201. I'll do it. Ken, you don't know what the hell you're doing. 201-536-9368. That's how you give a phone number.
Very good.
Jesus, Ken.
Yeah, thank you.
Jesus Christ. Just sit back and learn. Just take notes.
Thank you for teaching me, Tiger.
You're welcome. Where'd that come from? Who's Tiger in your life?
I'm going to call you Tiger. There's that song, Teach Me Tiger.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, it's an old song.
Okay, you just made another $5. Never to call me Tiger again.
U.S., not Canadian.
Well played. Okay. Well played, Friedman. Make a good living. Good living just getting under my skin.
Phone number for any final ideas, because it's time to give out the audio assignments. Got a phone number. 201-536-9368. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Who's this?
201-536-9368. And we're looking for any final ideas you have for our audio scavenger hunt. The deadline for submitting your audio recordings is Monday, 5 p.m. Just record them as WAV or MP3.
And when is...
Go ahead.
Okay, WAV or MP3. But when is the starting gun? As soon as at 7 p.m. tonight?
Yeah, 7 p.m. tonight.
Well, then we better wait. We need one more. I want eight.
I have eight here.
What are your eight? List
elderly eight. Woman professing her love for Andy Breckman. Number two.
Right.
Kid burping WFMU. Number three. Hot woman professing her love for Ken Friedman. Number four. A car horn tapping out the rhythm of Star Spangled Banner. Number five, a small child reading a Wikipedia article on quantum physics, for example. Number six, a cameo greeting from a celebrity who charges less than $20, making reference to well-dressed fancy dandies.
This is a good list.
Number seven, a live announcement in a public area that mentions WFMU or me or Andy, or well-dressed fancy dandies. And number eight, three people on the street talking about WFMU.
Sharing their opinions.
Right, opinions.
That's a good list.
Okay, good.
So now do you want to add to the list, or do you want to see if we can improve the existing list?
Well, people are still calling, so let's see.
All right, let's take some calls. Okay, maybe we can add to the list.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Steve Harvey.
Hey, Steve.
I'm Steve Harvey Show with Family Feud.
Oh, yeah.
No. What are the odds of it really being Steve Harvey?
I know Steve Harvey. That was no Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. He's the, he does a show. I think he has a radio show.
We'd be lucky to have him fill in for us.
Yeah, host of Family Feud.
A professional broadcaster.
Yeah.
A veteran professional broadcaster. All right, let's take another call. Maybe there's something else on the list.
Okay, give us a call, and I can take another call. 201-536-9368. And whoever gets all eight audio recordings to me by Monday at 5 p.m. East Coast time wins our radio show for 1 week You can do it local. You can do it remote. You can do whatever you want, except promote your own stuff. And
wait,
also,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And also $100.
Do you want to say or $100?
No. I want to say both. Because it has to be really enticing. This is a lot of work. Go out and get these 8 recordings. Zip them up.
You mean somebody with like strong opinions about the state of the planet, the state of the world, state of the country, they could talk for an hour?
Yes.
And they can take calls?
Yes.
Will you supply a staff member to help them get on the air and take calls and facilitate technically the program?
1,000 times yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air. Hey, you're on the air.
I don't think they are on the air.
No, they're not.
Say it again. Say it again, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Ken. Hey, Andy. How are you?
Hi, who's this?
Tom.
Hey, Tom.
What do you care who it is? What do you care, Ken, who it is?
I like...
What do you care what his name is?
I like personalizing people, Andy.
Why? What? How does that change the nature of this call?
We might make reference to it later, and then we can say Tom's idea.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Good point.
Go ahead,
Tom. It's a way to identify.
Or we might be able to say, go ahead, Tom.
If I'm not mistaken, none of your tasks except a public announcement have a destination in mind. So something that makes people go somewhere. The sound of a castell or a bell in your town, or better yet, something on Mother's Day.
Good idea, Tom.
Wait, because it's Mother's Day. Wait, if it's something about Mother's Day, then they have to wait until Sunday to complete the task.
Right, you draw it out.
Well, what's your idea, Tom?
I said a carousel or a bell in your town.
A carousel or a bell.
But that's something you could get from
it. Yeah, that's something. But that's something you could get New Jersey.
Yeah, you could get that. You could get that from a YouTube video or a sound effects record.
How about the sound of your mother crying?
How do you make
on
your
Mother's
mother?
Day? How do you make a mother cry on Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a whole other show. Oh my God, we could do a two-parter on that one.
How did you like to make your mother cry, Andy?
Not show up, I guess, is the easiest one.
But then
her on Monday. Call her on Monday and say, oh, is it too late to wish you a happy Mother's Day?
But if you don't show up, then you can't get a recording. Oh, I see. You call her a day later. I got you.
No. I would. Ken, it's like you've never been in a member of a family. You put a recorder. You hide a recorder in the house.
I see. Okay.
And then you set it to record, and then you just don't call or show up.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. I guess neither one of them is on the air. Okay. Yeah. Well, we only have 7 minutes
left.
Is there
anything for Mother's Day that we could do?
Mother crying. Do you want mother crying? Your mother crying?
Yeah, no, because then you have to upset your mother.
Right. All right. So we're back to the same 8 that we had.
How about an audio clip of your mother opening her Mother's Day gift from you? That's good, right?
Okay. All right.
Okay, the sound of your mother opening your Mother's Day gift from you, and it has to be, she has to mention you by name on Mother's Day.
Okay,
so that's a good 9th one, right?
So, let's not make it 9, because 8 is already a lot. So why don't we kill one of the other ones? Which one do you want to kill?
Whatever one. It doesn't, whatever one your feels the weakest.
I think the cameo greeting. Seems the
That's the funniest one.
That seems you're not going to recognize anybody who charges less than 20.
That's what's so funny. They'll identify themselves. We have no idea who they are.
Okay,
no, that's
so then it doesn't
one.
Have to be a celebrity. It can be anybody who charges less than $20.
Yeah, $20 okay. or less. Yeah.
All right. So then.
Wait, why don't we have 9? Have 9.
Oh God, that's a lot. 8 is a lot.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but you're offering a real prize.
Okay. All right. So we're running out of time. So here's the 9 assignments.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. This is it. We're locked in.
We're locked in. When I'm done announcing these 9, you're off.
Wait. But if the first one you get, are you going to say the contest is over officially? Because then what do we do next week? We just play the nine?
No, we play the winner, and then we play the winner's nine submissions, and then we play any other submissions that are really great that we can share.
Okay, yeah. I got it. That's great. Okay, what are the nine? Go ahead.
Okay, number one, an elderly woman professing her love for Andy Breckman.
She has to be really elderly, and she has to really be sincere. Okay,
Number two, these are the audio challenges for our audio scavenger hunt.
Got it.
Audio recording number two, a kid burping out WFMU.
Now, it's just an audio recording, so the kid can be ugly.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Number three, a hot woman professing her love for Ken Friedman.
And how will you know they're hot? Just from their sense of the confidence that they exude.
Yes, just from their voice.
I got it. Yes.
Number four, a car horn tapping out the rhythm to the Star Spangled Banner.
That seems like the easiest one, but yes, we'll do that. Yes.
Number five, a small child attempting to read a Wikipedia article about a very difficult technical subject such as quantum physics or string
theory.
Should it be
a young child prostitute reading from Wikipedia to make it more interesting?
No.
Okay, just any child.
Any child, yep.
Okay, that's good. I got it, good.
Number six, a cameo greeting that mentions Ken or Andy or well-dressed fancy dandies.
And they have to identify themselves.
Right.
So we can confirm. Okay, got it.
Right.
Got it.
Number seven, a live announcement made on a public address system, such as a bus or a supermarket.
I love this.
That mentions WFMU or Ken or Andy or well-dressed fancy dandies.
Okay, that seems the most challenging to me, but got it. That's good to be challenged. Yes.
I think a bus is your best bet. Number eight, three people on the street discussing their opinions about WFMU.
I love that one. Okay, number nine.
And number nine, a mother opening up a Mother's Day gift mentioning you by name.
And if your mother is not available or passed, God forbid, any mother, I guess, will do, right?
Right, any mother.
Anyone you'd give a gift to on Mother's Day.
Yeah. And that's it. And the deadline is Monday, 5 p.m.
And the starting gun is right now.
Yeah, right
people
now.
The address
to send them to is ken@wfmu.org. The first person to send in all nine that are all nine successfully wins this air slot for 1 week and $100.
And the opinions of our judge, Ken Friedman, is final.
Yes.
You'll decide whether each item has been successfully completed. And the winner will get an hour of airtime on a Wednesday between 6 and 7 that they can do anything they want with.
Yes.
They can play all James Taylor music.
They could. And he can be clothed or unclothed. He wouldn't.
If I hear Sweet Baby James, though, I'm going to have a flashback that you wouldn't believe.
Oh, boy. What happens if they play Steamroller?
Then you'll have your flashback.
Oh, boy.
Your PTSD
flashback.
Yeah,
then I'll go postal.
Steamroller, by the way, you always reference Steamroller. Steamroller was written as a funny song. That was a parody, Ken.
Oh, yeah?
What
is it a parody of?
A parody of white man blues that was being recorded and sung in the early 70s.
Really?
Yes, it's a parody. He was being funny.
You're kidding.
No. I've seen him do it in concert, and he always introduces it, and it's a very funny introduction, and he talks about all these losers that were singing the blues around the village in the 70s, and he wrote a parody. Just like the Beatles would write, parodies, try to outdo, a certain genres.
Like Helter Skelter.
Yeah, like Helter Skelter. They were showing Pete Townsend how it's done.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I will never speak ill of Steamroller by James Taylor ever again.
Well, then you have very little to share with us in future shows.
I'm moving on to Fire and Rain. What a crap song that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, coming up next.
Girl, the girl that killed herself really, really wasted her life.
He never even got to talk to her. Talk about anticlimax. This is WFMU East Orange.
He didn't talk to her. He always thought that he'd see her again. Yeah. He was wrong.
WMFU
Mount Hope. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What is the station call letters?
Too late. You missed
it. I won't interrupt you again. No, say it again.
New York City, Rockland County, 91.9.
Don't you legally have to say it again clearly?
No, I did it. WFMU.org.
I didn't hear you.
And stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming. Bye, Andy.
Bye, buddy.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Singing all day, all night, Mary Ann. Oh, the glorious carnival, what did they say? A wondrous bacchanal. Cause everybody in the island make a nice and lovely Mary Ann. And when you hear the bamboo call, the men they shake and then they fall. Cause everybody in the island make a nice and lovely Mary Ann. Sing it out loud. All day, all night, Mary Ann. Down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children join in the band, singing all day, all night, Mary Ann, yeah. I wasn't there but I read and heard. The steel band was the first on the road. Richards and his orchestra, roasting back and all like fire. Everybody jumping round and round. You couldn't tell the old ones from the young. Singing all day, all night, Mary Ann. Down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children join in the band. Singing all day, all night, Mary Ann, yeah. Was a holiday, boys and girls they break away. D-Day there was a holiday, boys and girls they break away. Everybody jump in the bacchanal, roasting the time in the carnival, singing all day, all night, Mary Ann. Down by the seaside, sit and stand. Even little children join in the band, singing all day, all night, Mary Ann. She likes to intrude. My landlady's too rude. In my affair, she likes to intrude. 5 o'clock in the morning, the landlady's peeping. Now that isn't fair. This persecution I have to bear. And every Monday, mister, give me the rent. All that I try, I cannot prevent. She's telling me, mister, give me the rent. This is how she start, a lot of restrictions to break your heart. And after 10 o'clock, the tenants must know my front door is locked. And on the wall she stick up a notice, no lady friends, not even a princess. And if you disagree, out you go immediately. And every Monday, mister, give me the rent. All that I try, I cannot prevent. She's telling me, mister, give me the rent. Chairs, no table, the convenience is terrible. And on the other part, no hot water to take a bath. And believe you sleep like a rabbit, a dirty sheet with half of a blanket. And she have the audacity to tell me I'm living in luxury. And every Monday, mister, give me the rent. All that I try, I cannot prevent. She's telling me, mister, give me the rent. No use to complain, you're wasting your breath, you're talking in vain. Because when she get her fees, she don't care less if your bed have fleas. And the rest is all on the level, 4 guineas for single or double. Boy, that landlady's bad, was the name landlord from Trinidad. And every Monday, mister, give me the rent. All that I try, I cannot prevent. She's telling me, mister, give me the rent.